All morning long, Federal News Radio is broadcasting live from AFSEA Bethesda's Energy and Environment IT Day. Our own Tom Temin is there. He's at the conference joined by Nancy Gillis, the director of the Federal Supply Chain Emissions PMO at GSA. Tom, good morning to you guys.
Good morning, Amy and Mr. Gillis. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for the invitation.
And so the Federal Supply Chain Emissions PMO at GSA, tell us what the office does.
Well, we really look at the federal supply chain, and just to understand, the federal supply chain is made up of the contractors that provide the products and services to all of our agencies. And we're trying to look at their GHG emissions, because GHG emissions is really the metric that you can use to assure that they're energy efficient.
So GHG is greenhouse
gas emissions. You can tell I'm one of those wonky people. I get into my acronyms real quick, but right, so the greenhouse gas emissions is really a way that you can gauge energy efficiency across all kind of organizational operations.
So how do you measure the supply chain? In other words, you're buying from a contractor. It's hard enough to measure what they do. How can you measure what the supply chain all the way up to the original suppliers does?
Oh, yeah, that's a really challenging issue, and that's why we've actually got that program management office in place. We're looking at really right now gauging the energy efficiency of the contractor base and trying to work with them in partnership to make sure that they have the most sustainable supply chain. Because if their supply chain is sustainable, that means that they themselves are as energy efficient as possible. That means the products and services they provide to the American government are as energy efficient as possible. And with gas prices at $4 a gallon, energy efficiency is a really good thing.
Yeah, I drive high test. It's 4.5 for me. And so when you think about what the government buys, that's really a big job, because take an automobile where there might be hundreds of suppliers that feed into making that car, or a computer, which may have dozens or scores of subcontractors to the computer builder going all the way back to places like China. So do you look that far back in this type of work?
Actually, we ourselves don't look that far back. What we're relying on is our industry partners to start paying attention to that, and they are, just for their own bottom line reasons, because, of course, not only the cost, so there's cost savings and being more energy efficient, but as we saw with the horrible disaster that occurred in Japan and supply chain disruptions, if you're not able to get your core sourcing, that means that you may sometimes not be able to provide the products and services the American government needs. So that's why we're really looking at those factors as we look at our industry partners.
And getting back to the PMO itself, this was set up because of the president's executive order?
That's correct. GSA was called out within the executive order, Section 13 of that executive order, to really look at whether or not contractors should be completing greenhouse gas emissions inventories and whether or not we can use that in federal procurements. So our PMO is really looking at working with industry to get them to do GHG emissions inventories, and then also how we start using that in federal procurements.
And are you also working with federal agencies, the buyers and the contracting community across government, to make sure that they get started on this program too?
Well, actually, you know, we're responding to some of their requests. General Services Administration, that S stands for service. And so we've got our clients coming to us and saying, in this era of heightened sensitivity to budgets and cost expenditures, we want to make sure that we're able to access the best sustainable solutions. And a lot of that means energy efficient solutions. So we've already done a tremendous job in providing green solutions from both our IT technology, such as our cloud service, server virtualization, our hybrid vehicles, anywhere from that to also green cleaning products. But we always want to make sure that we're offering more.
And we're speaking with Nancy Gillis. She's director of the Federal Supply Chain Emissions Program Management Office at the General Services Administration. And everything you've said actually implies that there is more to this whole sustainability and greening issue than simply the greenhouse gases themselves. It sounds like there's a lot of other business benefits from going this way.
Right. And in fact, industry is taking a leadership position because they recognize that there's cost efficiencies, there's cost savings, there's risk mitigation. And, you know, it's a global competitiveness issue. We don't live in a world anymore in which it's just the U.S. domestic market. We're the home of some fantastic, great global companies, and they're selling those products to other governments who also are looking at this issue.
In fact, walking by right now is a former CIO of the EPA himself, Al Pisakowitz. Good morning. How are you? And getting back to Ms. Gillis, so I'm curious what motivates you, because you seem to be interested in this more than the average cat.
Well, you know, it's two things, and it's something that has really made my family very happy. I, of course, have worked in the area of sustainability for the majority of my career, but I am new to the U.S. government, and I just joined GSA in December, and I am a first-generation immigrant here to the United States. So for any of us who have the opportunity to actually come here and then work for the U.S. government, that really is, for us, the pinnacle of our career. So I'm just thrilled to be with GSA.
Yeah, and you've come at a time when federal employees are kind of getting a bad knock in some quarters, and we've been trying to show here on the station that actually they do some pretty good work. So what's your perception in your few months in the government of your colleagues?
Well, I would have to say, based on the work at GSA, that I see our acquisition workforce are really frequently the unsung heroes of the U.S. government. We really couldn't do what we do without procurements or those contract relationships, and they're the ones who toil really day in and day out to make sure that we're getting the best product and services at the most efficient taxpayer dollar usage. So they're fantastic.
And very often there's something of an oppositional relationship between the acquiring party, the government, and the contractors. Do you find that the contractor community, at least the primes that you deal with directly, are receptive to this whole idea of sustainability and making sure that their supply chain is as efficient as it can be?
Well, yeah, since they're responding from their own motivation, their bottom line's really making them focus on this, that actually they're clamoring for us to get the move on because they want to get credit within procurements for the activities that they're already doing. So absolutely, it's
so there's
positive.
There's incentive for them beyond simply whether they get a contract or not.
Correct. The incentive is their own bottom line, global competitiveness, and the fact that our agency customers want this, so the quicker they can highlight what they have for us, the better off we all are.
And so what's next for the office? When will you know you have achieved something measurable?
Well, one of the things, even though the PMO was only stood up in January of this year, we already have the GreenGov supply chain partnership because we understand that industry is already leveraging procurement within their supply chain to make themselves more sustainable. So we're using this partnership, which is a GSA-HQ basic contractor industry partnership program that all federal contractors are open to participate in. And we're wanting to learn how they are using procurement to make their supply chain more sustainable.
So you've got plenty of work ahead.
Isn't that what the government's about?
Absolutely. Nancy Gillis is Director, Federal Supply Chain Emissions PMO at the GSA. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for this invitation again.
And reporting from the AFSEA Energy and Environment IT Day in Bethesda, Tom Temin, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.